Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In that ruling, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned an EPA rule which exempted pesticide applications over, to, or near waters of the United States from the Clean Water Act permitting if the pesticides were applied according to the label. For the first time then, such applications were regulated under both the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act and the Clean Water Act.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
According to Senator Hagan, this redundant regulation creates unnecessary liability and paperwork burdens on farmers, state and local governments, public health officials, and small businesses. This is not whether pesticides should be regulated, but rather it's about eliminating an unnecessary and duplicative regulation that wastes taxpayer dollars and provides little to no environmental or public health benefits.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The House included similar language in their version of the Farm Bill, but the Senate bill did not include the provision. The Senate and House Conference Committee is now meeting to work out the differences between the two versions. The National Cotton Council, along with 161 other agricultural organizations, has sent a letter expressing strong support for the inclusion of Senator Hagan's provision.